Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Love it. Love it. 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining me now, I have the immediate past chairman of Triumph Gulf Coast, somebody whose name you may have heard, David Baer, who is still on the Triumph Gulf Coast board, but he just stopped being the chairman fairly recently. David, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, Triumph is usually in the news when there's some particular project that's being granted or considered or presented or whatever, and or when there's been a meeting. I actually wanted to have you on a little bit more as a 30,000-foot view because you've been involved in Triumph for quite some time, and, of course, your dad was involved in Triumph for quite some time. And, you know, we did a thing recently where we kind of reached a point where I think we've outlaid in terms of, you know, committed – as much money as had come in, and we're a little past the halfway mark of the $1.5 billion. And I just, you know, want to take a moment and kind of talk a little bit about where we are and how we've gotten here. First of all, do I have that right? We're about a little more than halfway?
That's about right. Yep. It's somewhere around $800 million, I think, we've received and have encumbered through our grants.
Okay, and that's out of
1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 that we're going to get the 75% out of the $2 billion originally that, you know, we only lost 25% to the rest of the state, and in some ways that's a win. So
that was a total win. We got 75%.
Right, exactly right. We count our blessings over that.
The 100% did not get sent to the general fund.
Exactly right. So let's talk about this for a second. You've encumbered or committed as much as you have taken in. That's a little bit of a milestone, also being a halfway mark. What are, I don't know, some of the things that, as you've been the chairman and your dad's so involved, what are some of the big wins, either recently or overall, that you look at for Triumph?
There's some great ones. We had the groundbreaking ceremony the other day at for Pensacola State College's new A&P program. I think that's going to be huge for our area. There are a couple of other A&P programs that we have supported down in like Panama City and over in Wakulla County. So it's all the way to the east end of the Triumph territory.
Okay. But airframe and power plant, by the way, for people who don't know the lingo, A&P.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry.
Airplane stuff.
Yes. And it's really important because we've got, you know, two large employers here that have moved here because of, you know, the infrastructure grants that have helped supported, you know, them to be able to come and move here and operate. One being ST Aerospace at the Pensacola Airport, and the other is Leonardo Helicopters over in Santa Rosa County at the Whiting Field Park over there. And so, you know, they're going to be employing thousands of people to do these maintenance, repair, and overhaul, the MRO facilities that they've set up. And, you know, we need to help them by providing them a developed workforce. And so this workforce development project that Pensacola State College just announced and did the ribbon cutting for us is really going to be transformational. I mean, these companies have made some serious commitments, investments in our community. And as a community, we've got to make sure that they're successful by providing the workforce necessary. And these are jobs that are in excess of 115% of the area average wages. So it's continually raising the bar for our citizens and income. So I think this is a really great recent project that was just announced this week, or not announced, but ribbon cut.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, like, you know, for example, ST, like they're moving their leadership team here, and we're in the process of building, I think, Hangar 3 or maybe even Hangar 3 and 4. We've already built Hangars 1 and 2 and then the administrative building. And then, as you say, Leonardo, You know, people may or may not be aware, but Leonardo is the one who built the helicopters that are the new training helicopters for Whiting Field. But they have also put this massive facility in there to service those helicopters and other helicopters and airframes. They're currently doing operations out of Peter Prince Field. But that's another, like you say, Triumph is, and again, just for people who might be new to the area even, you know, Triumph is money that came from the BP oil spill that was meant to help us rebuild our economy and diversify our economy by having jobs that weren't based solely on tourism. And, you know, the airframe, aerospace, MRO, maintenance, repair, and overhaul, like all of that is an idea of expanding the diversity of our local economy, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, obviously we were economically damaged by the oil spill. And so Triumph's mission is to recover, which I believe we have economically, but now it's to continue to diversify and enhance the economy by no longer having 100%, well, obviously it wasn't 100%, but such a large percent of our dependence on tourism. And we want to continue to capitalize off of the military's presence here by, you know, with the aerospace industry, providing some of those folks jobs so that when they retire, they get out of the military, they can continue to stay here with job opportunities, utilizing the skills that they learned in the military, so the Air Force and the Navy. So it's, I mean, these are great, great jobs, and you know, very helpful to help our community continue to grow.
We're talking to David Baer. He is the immediate former chairman of Triumph Gulf Coast. He is still on the board through this summer. Just talking a little bit about the, you know, overall recap of where we are in Triumph. It's not necessarily the news of the day story, but it's something I had wanted to do because I think it's pretty important for our area. We'll come back to you in just a second, David. Traffic on the fives now with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now or slowdowns. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Question for you, David, is since we are at the point where we have spent all the money that has come in, what does that mean for proposals, ideas, plans people might have for asking Triumph for grants? Or, you know, because it's always, you don't ever give them all the money. You give them a share of the money to help leverage against local dollars, private dollars, whatever else is in the mix for any given project. But if we've outlaid or encumbered anyway everything that we've taken in, what does that mean for when we get more money or for anybody who's got ideas for next projects?
Well, that's an interesting question that we will be discussing at our meeting coming up on April 23rd. The money is encumbered, but it is still in the bank because most of these grants are 10-year grant period, and we don't fund it, any of these grants, all in 1 year. So they're funded over multiple years, and it's a lot of them are reimbursement for these expenses. That, you know, for the infrastructure projects, et cetera. And so we still have, if you look at our balance sheet, we still have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. It's encumbered with these projects. Some of the projects have actually that we've approved have not moved forward. I'll give you an example is OLF 8 is a local project that the county applied for $14.2 million. It has not. They're still considering who they're going to sell the property to right now. They only want to sell it to a private developer. And if the land becomes private, then it's not eligible for the Triumph dollars. It's only public infrastructure. Right. And so that $14.2 million will go back into available funds. And we have the commitment from the state and from BP that these dollars are coming into us. They're paid out over, I guess, through 2034, I think is the last year. We will receive $80 million a year until the $1.5 million has been, billion dollars,
right,
has been received.
OLF-8, I've never heard of it. Is that a local thing? No, just kidding. Yeah. That's interesting because we have projects to which you've committed funds, which may or may not actually come to fruition, and that would put money back in the opportunities for somebody to come in and ask for them for a different use, right? Or they may change shape. I mean, it may go from 14 to 10 or 4, or they may balloon it. They may ask for more, which at the moment you don't have the money to give. So that's interesting that you guys are going to talk about that.
In my opinion, is we deploy the money as quickly as we can. The sooner we can deploy it as close to the BP oil spill, the better. You know, in it has a longer effect.
Sure.
So if we are creating the infrastructure to make it attractive for a business to move in, and they do it today, and they continue in perpetuity, you know, we have this the advanced activity to continue to. I mean, it's just you
no,
get
that's
ahead
a good point.
Of the curve. Like if you do it today versus 2 years from now, then you got two extra years of production.
Yeah, no, that's a great point because, I mean, the earlier it's deployed, the longer the benefit can exist. And also, as we know, with an inflationary world, the earlier you get it, the cheaper the thing is, the better leverage you get off of that money anyway, because you buy less as every year goes by. So the longer we wait on these things, the less potent it becomes. Do you have any I know you guys do all kinds of metrics and studies and stuff. Do you have any metric that tells us, okay, you know, maybe you can't count the 800 because it hasn't been spent, but of the money that has been spent, what the, you know, what leverage that's acquired, you know, like if you spent $300 million, we've leveraged that to $1.2 billion. And then what turnaround ROI, for example, we have seen to the local economies of the area because of that. Do we have any of that, like just overall big picture, bottom line kind of numbers?
So I don't have it in the aggregate, but every single grant application is scored.
Okay.
Before it comes to the board, and the score includes what that ROI is. You know, how much the investment is per job that's committed.
Right.
You know, for that infrastructure or the jobs per certificate of workforce development, and what type of how much money. You know, the match dollars that come in, because there's with the workforce development projects, we have a little bit of a looser requirement on the match. But on all of the job creation, you know, infrastructure projects, it's at least a dollar for dollar.
Okay.
Many of them are even more. So we're leveraging other public dollars, private dollars, you know, coming into these projects. And so it's at least what we've put in, the $800 million, has been matched and leveraged for these other projects. A lot of these projects, especially some of these bigger projects, like example, FSU has campus down in Panama City, and they actually got approximately $100 million grant from Triumph. And they're doing lots of different things but it's about a $500 million project.
Oh, okay. So, it's really a pretty big leverage.
You know,
okay.
That's a 5-to-1.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a 5-to-1 leverage. And, you know, for every dollar in of Triumph, it's $5 matched. And so every single grant application has that. I don't know that we've ever done a report that shows that in aggregate, but it would be a good thing to show.
Yeah, and it would also help us to really, you know, because we do all the pre-work, right, to make sure that they're eligible in the front end, and then you do the back-end work to make sure they follow through. And then, hey, let's have a big picture. This is what we're doing, and this is what we've accomplished over the time. Yeah, I mean, I just think it'd be nice to know that as a citizen. David Baer is the immediate former chairman of the Triumph Gulf Coast Board, and I just wanted to have you on to talk about this, especially with the kind of the milestone of half the money being encumbered total that we're ever going to get, and that you've spent or encumbered as much as you've actually taken in. David, thank you for the time as always. Thank you for the service on the board. I know you're on a lot of different boards, and I know it doesn't take a little bit of time. It takes a lot of time to do this stuff. Sure. But I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. Hey, and just one other quick thing I'd like to state is, because you just kind of mentioned it, we do 100% compliance check on every single dollar we spend for those projects, for every single project. And every single year, the Florida Auditor General audits the Triumph project, the whole program, and every dollar, they do 100% compliance on us.
Okay.
And we have never failed an audit or had any issues or any notes in our audit. So I'm really proud of the work our staff does to keep that clean and continue the good work in our community and all of the community partners who have gotten the grants. Their compliance.
Outstanding. David Baer again, thank you for the time. Good to talk to you. I'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have complex mechanical, semi-mechanical kinds of things to do inside your home, whether it's electrical or plumbing or heating or air conditioning, Peden, they do all of that stuff, which kind of makes sense. If you do one, why wouldn't you sort of do all of those things? And they do. For 55 years along the Gulf Coast, they've been doing this stuff in Panama City and in Tallahassee and, of course, in Pensacola and parts west even now across the border in Baldwin County and even into Mobile County. So they're working all along the Gulf Coast to give you professional service, high-quality products, show up on time, do the work they say they're going to do, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And so for any of that stuff, you can, you know, work with them. Also, right now, if you're dealing with the coughing, the sneezing, the dust, allergens, pollen, dander, if you've got pets in your home, so much fun, all these things. Well, in April for this month, you get $250 off any indoor air quality system. So if you'd like to reduce the coughing and the sneezing, they can help you with that. Literally, that's exactly what they can help you with. $250 off indoor air quality systems in April. Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 is and I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly. I'm seeing some delays if you're on 98 going westbound toward Garson Point Bridge. Expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Look, Toretto, I know you won't listen to me. And you're not going to want to hear what I have to say. But the truth is, you really ought to try that Belgian ale, man. It's something special.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you want that beautiful lawn, and we all want a beautiful lawn, nobody wants to be embarrassed of the lawn. Stop looking at the bald spot. No, okay, but you got to do something different to get that result. Because if you do what you did last year, you'll get the same result you got last year. Like, that's science, right? In order to get a different result, you got to do something different. NSEC, Healthy Lawn Program, gives your lawn healthy, lush, beautiful, keeps weeds to a minimum, eight. Annual treatments will match your lawn's exact needs based on a soil sample to get it timed and targeted to get your lawn the exact outcome that you are looking for. Nutrient applications, seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf-damaging insect control, and fungicide. They take care of all of that stuff. Plus, you want to do your landscaping? They can do that. They've got a whole program for that. Sign up today. Get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program that includes that initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average size yard. Sign up today at NSEC.net. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the quest to make the government more efficient is focusing on federal real estate. Lawmakers are looking to sell off unused property. Congressman Pat Fallon says the majority of government offices are half empty.
Government reports, even pre-COVID, we didn't need the space that we had. We had too much.
And the Republican says the cost to keep federal offices open is in the billions of dollars. The Trump administration revoking the legal status of nearly a million migrants that entered the U.S. using the CBP One app that was used by 985.
China is imposing 84% tariffs on American imports starting tomorrow. Retaliation for 104% tariffs on Chinese imports here in effect now, with varying lesser amounts for dozens of other countries that now President Trump says want to negotiate.
I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up, kissing my They are dying to make a deal. Please, please, sir, make a deal.
The president at a congressional Republican dinner in D.C. The head of the Internal Revenue Service is quitting.
The departure of Acting Commissioner Melanie Krause comes as a controversial deal to share tax data on undocumented immigrants with federal agents becomes official. For years, the IRS has been asking people living and working illegally in the U.S. to comply with tax law, promising not to share that information with immigration authorities.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Krause is taking a buyout being offered to IRS employees. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's sunny and a beautiful morning here in Pensacola today. We've got 53 degrees this morning in Pensacola. Well, the city has unveiled its preliminary plan for the Hollis T. Williams Park. They showed off those plans at the Cobb Center last night. The goal is to complete the first 46 acres by the end of 2027. The design would include sidewalks, playgrounds, sports facilities, a central multimodal path, all of that in a landscaped urban forest. The park's construction will be done in four phases over the next two decades, with public workshops along the way for community feedback. Phase one will focus on expanding Long Hollow Pond and adding a football field. Subsequent phases will work on the park's amenities and connectivity. Northwest Florida feeling the effects of all of the tariff changes.
Right now, everyone's sort of in a wait-and-see mode.
That's Todd Thompson from the Greater Pensacola Chamber, and he tells Channel 3 that the chamber is watching the military and defense sectors for potential impacts from federal trade policies. Luxury retailers are pausing exports to the U.S. in response to the tariffs. Local jewelers say that could mean an increase in prices for luxury goods, and used items might become more sought after. Well, bills are ready for debate in the full Senate and House, which would put social media platforms on notice when it comes to deepfake images.
This legislation addresses the reality there's no avenue by which an altered sexual depiction posted on an internet platform can be removed by the individual whose image was used.
And that is State Senator Alexis Calatayud, and her bill passed the Senate Rules Committee yesterday. If it's passed, it would require social media platforms to come up with a process to remove content within 48 hours after they're notified by a victim. Violators would be subject to penalties under the Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act in Florida. Local Marine veteran Brent Chavnor is no longer facing theft charges. Those were dropped by state prosecutors in the case. He'd been charged last October for allegedly stealing a computer from a Walmart by returning a gutted gaming PC for a refund. He said that computer was incomplete when he purchased it, prompting the return. Body cam footage from police showed revealed discussions in the case, but no conclusive evidence was found. He'd since hired an attorney. There's no word from the state attorney's office on why the charges were dropped. An effort to protect state parks from development is a little bit closer to becoming law now. HB 209 passed a House committee in Tallahassee yesterday. That bill blocks developers from adding sports facilities and resorts in state parks. Republican John Snyder filed the bill after residents last year protested plans to add recreational facilities at state parks. That bill's now headed to the House for a full vote. And the Gators are back in Gainesville. The University of Florida men's basketball team got back to their campus yesterday to celebrate their win on Monday night. Thousands of people were at a pep rally, but they have a large celebration being planned on Saturday. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
That's right. No new accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays right now. If you're on 98 westbound headed toward Garcelon Point Bridge through a construction zone there, you're going to see about a 7 to 10 minute delay associated with that. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And checking our forecast, it's 55 and sunny right now in Pensacola. 54 in Gulf Breeze and Milton. Our next news is at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today we're going to delve into what I would call frivolous adjacents, because it's kind of an ethics question. And, you know, good, robust ethics questions are, of course, one of my favorite things in the world. I taught ethics for 10 years, so I love it. But it's not big ethics, it's little ethics. But sometimes society is made up of little ethics, okay? So here's the question. You're at the grocery store, okay? It has to be the grocery store. It wouldn't be the Walmart because, you know, Walmart is different these days, let's just say. Anyway, won't get into all that. You're at the grocery store, and you have your items in the cart, and you're putting them on the conveyor belt. And you put them on the conveyor belt, and you reach the end of your items. Do you put a divider bar in? Or do you wait and let the person who may or may not come behind you put the divider bar in? Whose obligation is it to put the grocery barrier bar in place? 437-1620, 437-1620. 1620. John Pickens, looks like you look like you're ready.
I am.
Oh,
for a change.
Lay it on me. Tell me. 437-1620. Whose responsibility is the grocery divider bar? Or perhaps you go a different way. Maybe you go, you know, commando. You just don't do a divider bar whatsoever. I mean, who knows? I don't know what you're thinking. You tell me. 437-1620.
Commando.
You don't know the expression commando?
I do, but to use it in that sense, okay. All right.
Put the sticker on the design where the engineer hurt you, right?
Exactly. Okay, it is
Sorry, that was last hour. Go on.
Is my responsibility to put the bar there for the next person? Because it was normally 9 times out of 10 done for me.
Okay, so it's a pay it forward or pay it behind.
However you want to look at it.
However you want, you know. Okay, if the person at the drive-thru, if the person in front of you pays for your meal, you offer to pay for the person behind you. And if the person in front of you put the divider bar in, then you're supposed to put it in for the person behind you. What if the person in front of you didn't put it in?
Then I patiently put one there.
You
that
do both?
Way, yeah.
You double
that
bit?
Way the cashier doesn't have to stop it. You know, unless he wants to pay for my groceries. I mean, I'll be fine with that.
Okay. But. All right. So if they've failed in their, that's how you look at it, is the person in front of you didn't put it.
Was they a failure.
Didn't put it. It's their failure.
It is.
You tisk, pull your glass down, look over the top of them, Adam?
No.
Just in your head.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Secret silent judgment in your head. All right. Meg.
Okay. Well,
you look apprehensive, by the way.
Well,
you
no,
don't
I
look
was
eager.
Really excited about it at first, but now.
Now you're not sure.
Well,
I don't want follow-up questions. This is not cross-examination time, Andrew.
I know. Well, I don't.
Are
I
you
just,
new to this?
Well, no, I just don't take this particular part of my life that seriously. So, if someone forgets to put the bar down, it does not bother me at all. The person before me doesn't. That doesn't bother. I don't get a resentment.
Okay.
And then
you just do it because it needs to be done.
I do it.
You just pick up the trash because the trash is there, and somebody needs to pick it up.
Well, I feel a responsibility to do my part. So then I just put the bar there for the next, you know, for the next person.
So you double dip if they didn't if they didn't do it. But you are definitely a put one behind your groceries.
Yes, for sure. I always do.
Every single time or only when people are coming behind you?
If there's nobody there and it's, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and there's no one in the store, no.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you do view this as a kind of work, as a kind of effort. And there's no point in putting the effort into a behind divider bar if it's just going to go to waste and get picked up by the cashier and there's nobody coming anyway, right?
That's I don't see it as work or effort. I just see it as being considerate.
But, oh, so you're saving the cashier's work.
Correct. And I'm considerate to the person next
to me. Weird. It's work for the cashier, but not for you.
What?
To put the bar in or take the bar out.
Yeah, it's a consideration.
Okay.
But the cashier has so much else that they're doing with their job. How can I help that person's job go a little easier? I'll even bag my own groceries if they're busy.
Oh, I don't mind that at all either. Yeah,
right. I mean,
of course, half the time you're bagging them
people,
more effectively than.
And I always say hello. How you doing?
Of course, I would expect nothing less of you.
I know, because so many people come through, they don't even look at the person.
Oh, I try to engage.
I mean, there's a human being standing there, and they're just trying to make a dollar, right?
You know what's one of the most satisfying things is when you go to a grocery store often enough, and you go at a time of day, so you tend to get similar people.
Mm-hmm.
Is when they recognize you.
Yes.
And it's not just recognize you, and they don't need to know my name or anything necessarily, but when they smile because they saw you.
Yes.
Not because they have to smile at every customer, but because they're like, oh, there's happiness coming down the conveyor at me.
Yes,
you know,
that's
so rewarding.
Or you have one little thing, because I used to always go in, and as everybody knows, I'm a big Georgia Bulldog fan. I'd wear my shirts.
Nobody heard that before, ever?
And never, ever. But there's this one woman at one of the stores who always, when she sees me, has no idea who I am, my name, and she goes, how's your Georgia Bulldogs doing?
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't even like football.
But she knows to ask that question.
And it always makes me smile.
437-1620. Who's responsible for the divider bar? The person in who's in front, the person who's behind. Nobody's responsible. It's just up to the situation. I don't know. You tell me what your answer is. I'm curious. 437-1620. Let's see. Text here. I always do it if there is one available. So you're the behind kind of person wanting to. You put the bar behind. I always put the divider bar up for the next customer behind me. It's just common courtesy. Is a divider bar and there's someone behind me? Yes, I place the bar. I will not always put it behind if there's nobody coming. But it's a habit, and you get into the habit, and you almost have to think to break the habit if you don't do that. I will say probably 50% of the time, I'm also responsible for putting it in front because people do not. What's your percentage of failure? How often do people not put it behind their groceries? I think at least 50% of the time.
50-50.
Yeah, but a lot of time they do.
They do.
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of time they do.
It depends on the store, too.
Oh, that's true. There are culture differences.
Yes,
there
sir.
Are. I shop at a lot of different stores.
Correct.
And I'll just say there are culture differences.
There's certain stores nobody's doing nothing for nobody.
There are some stores where it's a little, survival of the fittest.
Thank you very much.
And there are other stores where it's a little more polite and generous. And yeah, I know. That's absolutely true. 437-1620. Some stores you just about can get in a fight in if you're do the wrong thing. That's happened to me a couple times. I won't say where. 437 and like what? What's wrong with you? Anyway, 437-1620. Let's see. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing those delays right now on 98 westbound through Midway all the way to Garcon Point Bridge in that construction zone. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
By the way.
And I think it's a southern thing, too.
Okay. All right.
We'll get to that
in a second.
Okay. Sorry.
Public safety announcement is what's wrong with you historically shows a very low probability of de-escalating a situation. Just want to, help you out with that one. If you're ever in an almost encounter and you say, what's wrong with you? It probably doesn't make it better. Hey, if you are 64 turning 65 or you're retiring or you just have questions, maybe you're planning for the future. You don't understand. You want to ask questions about Medicare or Medicaid or, prescription drug benefits or any of the things connected to this Advantage or supplement. Hey, call Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend of mine. I have known her as long as we've lived here, back to when she was in the news. And now her whole family does insurance. She does this one part of things, just helps people get converted over from traditional insurance to Medicare or Medicaid if it applies to you. So give her a call. She's a sweetheart. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. All right, John, you were going to say you think it's a southern thing.
I really do, because when I lived in South Florida during the snowbird season, nobody ever did
no
that.
No, damn Yankees don't do the divider bar right at the grocery store.
And then
what's
they
wrong
look
with them?
At you when you put one there for them. They're like, what is that for?
It's like when somebody uses their turn signal in the South. Nobody knows what you mean.
True.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
True.
Why would you signal your intentions ahead of time? You're just giving the enemy an opportunity. All right. So anyway, back to last time I went, I actually was the barrier bar. There was none, and there were people behind me trying to use it. Oh, have you ever been in a, where there's one for the whole conveyor? And
yes.
Then it's a scarcity problem.
It is.
And then what do? You try to create a gap, make a little wall of your boxed goods that creates a clear visual evidence.
Paper towels are the best.
Right. No, really. So you actually add a barrier.
Yes, I make a little barrier with the paper towels and the toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Not like a paper towel, but
wall of items.
The package items that you're buying.
That are tall.
Somebody says, I put the barrier bar because I'm trying to be nice. Somebody says, I place the barrier bar behind me or when I see another customer approaching the line behind me. If you see somebody, it's not you, but there's you, a person, so there's three of you in line, and the person between person one and two, there's no barrier bar, does it stress you out at all?
No, too far down the line.
Okay, not worried about that. All right, just curious.
Are you?
Well, obviously not. That would be deranged. yes, of course. I'm hoping that it doesn't go wrong, because, if the clerk accidentally keeps on swiping through, that's going to make us all wait longer. Somebody says, don't sweat the small stuff. Either way is acceptable. What do you think this segment is? segment is sweating the small stuff. I agree. It's considerate to the person behind me, and I help bag as well if the cashier needs help. Somebody says, Andrew, I think you need a new hobby or a second job because clearly you have too much time on your hands.
I say that every day.
I just like to think of it as surplus horsepower. 437-16...
Is that the turbo part?
That's like you, John, driving a car with 400 horsepower where you drive like a granny.
That's fine. But if I need it, it's there.
When have you ever needed it? Okay. So anyway,
I have no recollection.
It's nobody's responsibility. Every man for himself. My wife orders the groceries online and they get delivered to the house. No barrier bar needed. Okay. All right. Just put the bar down regardless of where you are in line. The man in front of me looked for his money, and I'm chatting. Cashier keeps ringing up items, mine included, until she told him the triple price he wasn't expecting. Now the line is held up. You put the bar for your own stuff so the cashier knows. There you go. Now we do not have time to fully analyze this. Does the barrier bar go perpendicular or parallel to the flow of items? You naturally think perpendicular. That's the normal way. But parallel is a bigger indicator.
Talking about doing it at a right angle?
Well, okay, so having the bar lengthwise down the conveyor instead of crossways across the barrier, across the conveyor. I know it feels wrong. I mean, you know,
it is.
You know, okay, here's your experiment. You ready? I used to teach ethics, and I'd give people ethics assignments, like try things just to see how it goes. Try it.
And when I get the weird look from the cashier because she has to reach all the way over to get it.
That's your opportunity to say, well, this guy I like to listen to on the radio named Andrew McKay.
Here we go.
Then I'll get slapped.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'll get slapped.
Oh, somebody says, A, lengthwise is stupid. Somebody else also says, this is surely the most frivolous of frivolous topics.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This means something. It's important.
A little like we needed that pace reduction. It feels like we all needed to calm down a little bit after the barrier bar discussion in the grocery store. Men Who Cook comes up April 27th. I am cooking in that, and probably with my middle son. He's may or may not because of school and work stuff, but hopefully he has the last few years, and it's always a fun event. Great event benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Wonderful charity. Back at its traditional home at Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Resource Center. So that's 30 local men like me cooking, and it's a great event. I mean, it's a really, really good
menu.
Event.
Menu?
I still don't know. I'm still figuring it out, so leave me alone. Okay. I feel stressed because now I don't know, but this happens every year. Bands on the Beach is back every Tuesday night. Would have been last night. 7 o'clock at the Gulf Side Pavilion on the Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, of course, hosted by Cat Country, and you can meet all your favorite folks from Cat Country and say hi to them and tell them you love their show, but you listen to me. Anyway, just kidding. No, Brent is right across the room, and Jordan, and they're very dear friends. Like, I actually wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for Brent Lane. Ever told the story?
No, but I'm going to second that because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe theoretically, but Brent and his wife, Angela, she's a rock star, he was actually part of the interviewing team to bring me here and drove me around town and showed me stuff and answered my questions and decided whether I was worth hiring or not. So you can blame him.
Yeah, I'm going to have a talk with him a little later on because the questions he was asking is obviously not the correct one.
If you ever get up in the morning, you're listening to the show and say, who in the heck had this idea? Well, Dave Hoxing and Brent Lane. There you go. That's your people. All right, if you are thinking about that next vehicle or maybe just kind of almost there but not quite, Frontier Motors. Go talk to them. In fact, one of the reasons that we bought a car from them, it was inadvertent almost. We were just looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. We'd had a Grand Caravan for a long time, and that car was going. It wasn't gone, but it was going. It was going to need to be replaced within about 6 months. And we wanted to test drive before we buy, something I very much recommend. You know what you're going to buy before you go shopping, and then you can shop for it, and then you're not stressed. Like, there's all kinds of things. The Honda Odyssey, the problem with relatively new Hondas, like a year, 2, 3 years old, is they're scarce. Nobody sells them that quickly, and if they do, other people are willing to snap them up real quickly. So, like at the dealer, if it's cleaned up, it's already been purchased, like once it's a pre-owned certified, and if it hasn't been cleaned up, you can't buy it. We had a weird situation where this car was a pre-owned certified in Orlando, and that didn't sell, so the auction in Frontier bought it. So we went and drove it. And then it was a great price, so we said, can you come down? They said yes. And I said, can we wait a day? They said yes. Can we come down again a little bit? And they said yes. And we was like, well, I guess we'll buy it. Only because they had something in stock that we were really looking to find. You may find that same thing, or they may not have it. I don't know, but they can go looking for you because they buy cars all the time. Frontier Motors, a great resource for Pensacola for used cars, good quality used cars, serving the community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're traveling through Midway going on 98 westbound toward the Garland Point Bridge, we're just seeing congestion delays there. Just through that construction zone, so just be aware of that. Pack an extra 10 to 15 minutes on your time. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
There is no room in my knapsack for an extra 15 minutes of just patience.
Should have left earlier. See, if you would have been listening to our traffic reports all morning.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Okay.
This is good news that I am cautious about. Good news I'm cautious about. Do you know the intersection of Pace and Fairfield, where there's the CEFCO on the one corner and the other gas station on the other corner, and the is it 3D Eats, I think, is now in the restaurant space in the northeast corner? And then on the southeast corner, you've got a giant blank space that has been a giant blank space for almost a decade. Not quite a decade, but, I mean, they just recently did some, you know, fire drills and tore down the strip mall, but then Homestead, was it Kitchen? Homestead Village, what was the name of the place that was on the corner there for the longest time? Anyway, when they built the jail, that's the most prominent feature of that intersection, they got rid of everything else, moved it out, and then it's been sitting there vacant behind a fence. I mean, it's the definition of a blighted space, right? It looks crummy. And most of us who drive through that area, I think, well, that was a raging success, right? You know, and we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and when is something going to go in? Well, it looks like something is going to go in. Molly Barrows did a good piece in the PNJ that apparently it's going to be some kind of a community center / basketball indoor facility of some kind. She keeps in the story saying that it's NBA level. I don't quite understand why that would be related to us in any way, but that's kind of the description of it. Community center with a basketball court, with a cafe, that maybe would have some sort of job counseling kind of services and things like that. A business incubator kind of thing might go in there as well in conjunction with that. $1 million in design was approved by the Board of County Commissioners last week. I missed that on the agenda. I'm sorry. But I'm cautiously optimistic because, yay, we'll get something. But the concern is, does that fit that area? Is that the thing we really need? And is that location good with the parking that may or may not be there and for the locals to connect with it? Like, come to our basketball game in front of the jail. Like, there's something kind of, I mean, granted, you can see the jail basketball hoops in the background because they're prominently in the windows. But, like, it's, I don't know, something about it feels a little weird and icky to me. But something about it is also like, well, thank God we're doing something there. Something is better than what's been there for all of these years. So I guess I'm cautiously optimistic with what I would call questions, which I feel like is my disposition to a lot of things. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and really thinking about it, like you haven't made a decision yet, call Christina Leavenworth. Ask her your questions. You know, what is the current trade war doing to the price of homes? What about Canadian lumber? How is that affecting things? What about interest rates? What about people being concerned about downturn in the economy? What about rentals? Is now a good time to buy a rental? How about interest rates? Are they changing? Is that affecting whether people are, it's a good idea to buy? Like, before you make a decision, call her and use her as your expert, your person to give input to, that she can really help you make a better decision instead of, you know, we normally do is like we kind of make a decision, then we call the expert to help us implement it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sell somewhere in the vicinity of 150 to 250 homes every single year, year after year after year. They know. And she loves meeting new people and talking to them about real estate. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Oh, We're looking at the speed limit being increased on Florida highways. That bill advanced again, so 70 to 75 and 65 to 70, at least in some places. The UWF trustees, three of them not Scott Yenner, are going to be up for confirmation in the Senate on Thursday. Should be interesting.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
There could be a new use for the old Alice Williams Library building. We'll tell you what it is right after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.